in your life there is some imperative coming out of left field, not of your choice, but commanding you, urging you to do something, to yield, to be controlled, know that that can herald demonic activity. The commiseration, the human compassion, and the pity that the Holy Spirit puts in your heart impels you, because they are miserable. Waiting for the spirits to talk. Oh, they talk. The amount of good you can do in this world is limited, and therefore whatever good you can do, you do if you're wise. Because one day soon I'm going to take the high jump, as we all shall. Measure your love of God by the amount of fear in your heart. Go to hell, because that's where I'm going. I want to be with the prince.
Fucking delivery people. Christ on a crutch to cite Metron's very clever and humorous line. All the noise has stopped, all the dogs have stopped barking, okay. K-Dub offered a penetrating insight as to your vacillation between attacking the denizens of Ballgrab and subsequently trying to curry their favor. Yes, he did. But, as usual, I don't understand K-Dub very well, and I don't know why. I just said this in the segment prior. But, you know, I don't need to answer to anybody as to why I'm back on Belgab or aren't. I don't need to answer to you, Metron. I don't need to answer to K-Dub. I don't need to answer to anybody. Anybody. And I downright will never be bossed around by no bitch. No, I will not. I don't listen to fucking women telling me what I do and do not do. Well, that was most vividly on display in the Deacon Affair, now reanimated with Richard and Jackstar, both of whom you have sunned at length. No one living under Corntown has full control of their life. Good guess, an obvious one, but accurate nonetheless. By now, you will have to concede that the Jackstar appearance here was indeed a strafing run, as I succinctly noted. It might be a strafing run in your own mind, but Metron, in order to preserve my own sanity, I am not going to take everything you say and digest it whole cloth. Because I can make my own decisions. I don't see everything as a psyop and a conspiracy out there. I don't mean to pick on you, buddy. But not everything is so complicated. Sometimes Occam's razor replies. Most times Occam's razor replies. I was tittering, chuckling, and I can pick my euphemism du jour when I was talking to Richard. I was distracted. You tried doing a live stream, I said. Caplet 3. You certainly do not welcome criticism. That was pretty much the gist of Caplet 2. Okay, fine. I do welcome criticism. But if you criticize me, I will criticize you back again. So it is a circle of criticism, an Ouroboros eating its own tail. So don't come at me, bro, and tell me that I don't like criticism because I criticize back at that criticism. Because criticizing criticism is the essence of free speech. So you're the one who is sometimes hypersensitive, Metron. Not only me. I'm not without blame, but neither are you. I don't want to hear that this is all a psyop by Belgab to try and get me and you to disagree, because everything we agree on is a yawn for Shred Nu Vashta. Poor man, he couldn't even help it anymore. He just left the board because he was so sick and tired of two guys getting along the way we do. Two guys that go on and on and on and on about one another. Worse than a teenage girl obsession. Plaiting one another's hair. Doing patty cake. Playing with dolls. I never said you were Art Bell, nor did anyone else. Ouch. That was just something I said. We have and will continue to have divergent interpretations of sarcasm. Okay, let me just concede. I have been white knighting for people like Richard Groyper and Jack. Look, I was excited when Jackstar signed up. I was excited when he signed up at Asgard. So I said hello and welcome because I was being the Michael Van Deven within. I was being the guy that was trying to welcome a new forum member to the flock and say, hey man, nice to see you. It doesn't mean I love everything Jackstar does. It doesn't mean I understand everything he's saying. It just means that it's proper forum etiquette to be polite to someone who arrives there. And you're always going on about how no one ever signs into ASGAB, no one ever uses it. And then when Jackstar does, you follow him around the forum, telling him he's a bore, he's a yawn, and that he should come up with better material. Then when he will leave the board and not use it anymore, you'll be like, oh, nobody uses ASGAB, it's just us. Is anything going to change? Is it going to grow? Your opinions are always changing, and this creates mixed signals for your audience. We've gone from you despising Brig to being ambivalent about her, though none of us was given the cue that your feelings had changed. Okay, I'll come out and say, I still dislike Brig. I was trying to say I was indifferent because I'm not as angry about her as you are, Metron. I was just trying to give a parallel, a comparison between myself and you and how we relate to the woman. I don't like her at all. Okay? Same thing with Jackstar. You just got done outing and vilifying him last week, man. Lacking your gift of clairvoyance, how many of us know he would swiftly appear on your welcome list? Well, I'm able to call out people, and I'm also able to be polite with them when they come and use my forum, okay? So what's the problem with me vilifying Jackstar and then welcoming him to the board? Why can't I be both? Am I not allowed to be my star sign? Am I not allowed to be the Gemini? Hey, excuse me for living. I've vilified lots of people. Did you not listen to the episode in Shards of a Glass House, in which I questioned everything to do with Richard Groyper's wife, everything to do with Richard Groyper's child, everything to do with Richard Groyper being everything from an incel to a chomo? And then I had him on my live stream and all was well, it was all smiles, glad-handed backslaps. That's the way that Azeray is. And if you want to laugh at me for being derivative of Elami, the settlers in Southern Africa, the Poms, the English, the soap peel, the people that came here and then left me here, that's the way the English do things. They talk shit behind your back and smile in your face. They stab you in the back and give you a grin. But one thing I'll say is that my teeth are a lot healthier than any old limey's ever will be. Good dental hygiene, I say. Listerine, flossing every day. Look at that Colgate smile. Interesting that you asked me to recommend recording equipment to you, but only Jackstar replied. Fact. But hurt again, Metron, because I didn't reply to you. I'm sorry, I remember when I read the feedback I got on the dictaphone information. It was a Saturday morning, and I was busy with many things, and I forgot to write back. Hold it against me if you will, but I've been generating podcasts upon podcasts, responding to every little whim of yours. Before all else, skipping over people like K-Dub, who write long posts to me, but doesn't get the same attention that you get. And it's because I love you, because you're my brother, because we butt heads, because we're so close to one another. That's the way we are. Okay. DH, of course, stalks and bathes in Heather's misery. You can troll over to Belgrade today to see her and Brig and Jack start celebrating her teary breakdown last night on her show this AM. Prom Lush there for psychic vampires. I'm past the fact of having sympathy for Heather, because Heather has done a lot of things to a lot of people that are shitty. I didn't know Heather broke down in tears last night, and I don't give a fuck if she did. If Brig wants to poke at her and laugh, and if Jackstar wants to do the same, and if Heidi wants to do the same, I couldn't give a shit, because I'm not emotionally invested in Heather Wade. I don't listen to her show. I didn't even like Art Bell's return. This iteration of the show called Midnight in the Desert. It's too wordy. It wasn't the same Art Bell. I don't know what happened, but something happened, and I didn't enjoy it. So I don't give a fuck if people want to poke and make fun of someone who's crying. This is the same man who laughed about wheelchairs with Richard Kreuper just three shows ago. And you want to hold me accountable? You want to hold me accountable with my track record of not being accountable to anything I've ever said or done? Whatever. Any sentient being who loves their nation and gets to watch it torn apart economically, politically, socially, and medically cannot help but be perma-triggered. For that I make no, not the hint of an apology, nor do I accept any critique thereof. Deal. Oh, the sky is falling. The world is over. America's not as great as it once was. Such undying devotion to your nation. The idea of the greatest country in the world. You don't think other countries that were doing far worse than America ever has. And the pound has always been stronger than the dollar, my friend. So sorry for that. But you don't think my country, whom I don't even feel any sort of closeness with or patriotism to, you don't think my country has been torn apart worse economically than you, politically than you, medically than you? I live in a fucking third world country, motherfucker. I'm used to this shit. Stop boohooing about first world problems like your country falling apart. If it's the greatest country in the world, if American exceptionalism and excellence is a thing, then surely it should withstand a little bit of a shaking down from the Wuhan bat soup virus. Caplet 4. Interesting you'd find K-Dub's call-in turned down flattering, but take significant lengthy umbrage with mine. Getting back to what I said again before. You were the one who poked at me first. When you poke a stick at a big boy, you get big beef. You said to me, that you'd prefer my responses in text. Not hiding behind the one-way firewall of podcasting. That is the reason why I took significant and lengthy umbrage with your turning down co-hosting with me. You were the one who wanted to do a co-hosting show with me. That all fell apart when we couldn't use Discord. You were going to be on air with me. That was the plan. Remember, Metron? Remember? Well, I don't find Caleb's turn down flattering. I don't find it flattering. You've got it all wrong. K-Dub doesn't want to talk to me because he doesn't think that he's good at monologuing and talking like this. I told him, yeah, whatever. But I mean, the reason why I responded the way I did was because you said something hurtful. So I felt like I should hit some sort of nerve too. And you seem very, very, to be taking it very, very badly. You're a grown man, Metron. Come on, man. Come on. Aaron F. did register here as Fallen Seraph. Perhaps she forgot that. No, she didn't forget that, but she hasn't used the board. And I didn't think it was the genuine Aaron F. Aaron F. is referring to the money that being there sent her. Look, I'm not going to get into all the money and being there and Aussie lasses and Erin F and her cash flow. That doesn't interest me in the slightest. Being there has some definite mental issues. Okay, I don't give a fuck about wheelchair woman. Erin F's candor regarding her appearance and other personal matters makes her a prime target for Brig and Groyper. They ran her right off ball grab and have done their best to bully her from YouTube. Here's the thing. As much as I am sympathetic towards Erin F, even though I don't really know her much, not even from a bar of soap, I'm sympathetic to what she went through. You can't let these fuckers get to you, okay? You can't. You just have to toughen the fuck up if you want to be there. And that's the policy that I have applied. You are indeed you, not a damn thing in the world wrong with that. Albeit, you're being ripped by VC for sharing your instances of fellatio, expected but do devolved. Such is always VC. I predict your call to dialogue with him will continue to be fruitless aside from his joy in mocking you. VC can say whatever the fuck he wants. I don't give a shit. My instances of fellatio. Let me just say something about that because it was said on Bell Gab. Let me see. It was said on Bell Gab. I'm going to go to the thread right now. Azure's World. Azure's World. Wait, where the fuck is Azure's World? Just bear with me for a moment here. Azure's World. Azure's World. This is the post in question that VC wrote. Your sexuality and or gender bender identity seem to be part of your mental illnesses and or is deeply disturbed and very confusing amongst yourselves. In your podcast linked below, you admit to sucking the dicks of several men, which you say does, rule one, or does not make you a gay faggot, and then you qualify yourself as being a gay faggot for being a clothing designer along with other rules you mentioned. I'm not a clothing designer, but I have designed my own clothes. I'm certain you have worn a beret, rule 8, which you say makes you gay too. I'd say you're a gender bender, bisexual as far as what you say draw about yourself, that seems genuine and true. K-dubs and Metrons and Tootsies infatuations of being glued to you are the genuine articles to rule 40. As Stabs 39 rules about being a gay faggot, he relinks to a Vocaroo clip of one of the chaplets, I think, of Art Drawn by Vomit. Art Drawn by Vomit. The thing is, both Metron and VC, if you really want to know the whole story behind the rules of being gay, these 39 rules, pick up a copy or some, just go and find Marilyn Manson's autobiography called Long Hard Road Out of Hell, and go and read the section entitled Homosexuality. And not that I'm scared of being called gay, and not that I'm scared of anybody thinking I sucked men's dicks. I haven't sucked men's dicks. I was reading two pages out of Marilyn Manson's Long Hard Road Out of Hell, and obviously, the irony was lost on everybody. Obviously, people really thought that I was talking from the heart when I was reading copy from the book of Marilyn Manson's autobiography. So I haven't sucked the dicks of any men. I was trolling you people, and I was reading The Rules of Homosexuality, a humorous piece included in Marilyn Manson's autobiography. You can probably find it online. So there. I got all you fuckers. Ha ha ha. Erin F. makes the same observation I have about any audio appearances here being taken elsewhere and used by the trolls. She's right, I'm right, you know this to be true. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. She's right about it being impossible to get the trolls a ball grab out your head. That's why you went back and reset your router. It's not why I went back and reset my router. The trolls of ball grab are not in my head. They are not in my head. I'm on medication. And half of what you people say and think about me is absolutely, it's just a laugh to me. It's a lark. It's something that I can laugh about because I don't give a shit what anyone thinks or says. I find this fucking hilarious that people take anything I say with any weight. Literally. Everything gets taken so literally when I'm an artist talking in abstract things. I think that normally you did violate confidentiality, but it's not anything she hasn't said on her streams, so call it a push as far as email etiquette goes. Yes, I violated Erin F's confidentiality, but she doesn't know me from a bar of soap, and she was the one who, what do you call it? She offered that information to me without me. She sent me all that stuff without even knowing me very well at all. Just from me saying that I'm a trustworthy person. So fuck off back at you. Because I said fuck off on the end of the last, not the last, the one prior to the last episode of As a Raised World. I said fuck off to everybody instead of good night. So Metron says fuck off back at you. That was obviously just me taking the piss. I wasn't being serious. Okay. Right. I need to take a very short break and I'll be back with you people. Hang tough. You're listening to As a Raised World.